You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Democratic nominee for president Kamala Harris is holding a rally in Madison tonight. Both campaigns have been leaving their footprints across Wisconsin as one of the most crucial states in the election. Back in July, Donald Trump had a 6 percentage point lead against Joe Biden among voters over 18 here in the Badger State. Fast forward, after Biden left the race, Harris became the nominee and they've had one debate. In that same poll, Harris now leads Trump by a single point among Wisconsin voters. Pollster Bob Ward on how independents are key.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Wisconsin voters over 50, Trump is ahead by 2 points. But there are some gender trends, too. Trump maintains more support among male voters around the state, while Harris is strongly backed by women in this latest poll. Election officials are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be taken off the ballot. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law, the only way off the ballot is to die. The case is currently in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants the liberal-majority state Supreme Court to take the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Having cell phones in classrooms can be disruptive and cause distractions for students. Many schools are asking students to leave their phones in their lockers or put them in a cell phone caddy in the classroom. After the incident at Lincoln High School this week, parents want to know how to get in touch with their kids.
A lot of parents are asking about access to cell phones during those times.
Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said phones should stay in the caddy, even during a code yellow or soft lockdown that can happen for many reasons, including student privacy or a medical situation.
However, if we are entering a code blue or a code red, if your cell phone is in that caddy, you're just going to grab it and go with it. I'd encourage you to grab your phone out of the cell phone caddy and go with it.
He said the important thing is that phones remain on silent. Be sure that you're signed up for Parent Square so you can receive all notifications about what's happening at the school in real time. There's been a series of meetings at McMillan Library this month to inform shareholders of possible changes that could happen at Solaris. Shareholder and former CEO Justin Huebner is proposing shareholders elect a new board to implement Project Renewal. He believes the current board has shown a conflict of interest, hindering higher dividends to shareholders and fair market value liquidity. Huebner was terminated without cause the day after the annual meeting in May of 2024 and offered approximately $500,000 as part of a compensation agreement that would prevent him from contacting shareholders about Project Renewal. He declined their offer. Shareholders have received packets of information from the current board on their stance. The Solaris meeting to decide what will happen with stock dividends will take place on Monday. The meeting to determine what will happen with the board will be scheduled after that. A new AARP Wisconsin presidential poll again shows the importance of voters age 50 and older. Jeff List, a pollster and partner at Impact Research, says when it comes to issues, immigration matters to Republicans, and abortion and threat to democracy matter to Democrats. Personal economics matter to persuadable voters.
77% of voters over 50 say that Social Security is either extremely or very important to them.
List said Medicare is also an issue, but not as big as other issues. The annual Aspirus Lights of Love fundraiser and tree lighting ceremony will happen in Wisconsin Rapids on November 20th. The Lights of Love trees are displayed throughout the holiday season between Aspirus Riverview Hospital and the Riverview Expressway. You can find out more and purchase Lights of Love to celebrate your loved ones at aspirus.org. You can help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species this hunting season. The Wisconsin DNR reminds migratory bird hunters to take steps before leaving a boat launch or access point. This is vital to protect the hunting habitat. Invasives can hide in some of the most unsuspected places. Mud on your anchor can hide seeds, eggs, or the larvae of tiny species, such as spiny water fleas. Water that collects in boats and decoys can carry diseases, and insects, snails, and seeds can also collect under the vests of a hunting dog. Consider giving your dog a rinse with a jug of clean water or scrubbing them off with a brush while they go for a quick swim to prevent invasive species from hitching a ride to the next hunting spot. The Mead Splash Pad in Wisconsin Rapids will close for maintenance today until 3:30. It will close for the season September 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day, and coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab, and was out there today, and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out, but it's feeling better.
Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. I'll tell people it's the most pain I've been in on the field, so, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful, and, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out, so it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the cinema this weekend, the horror trend continues as Never Let Go, starring Halle Berry, hits theaters. The story follows a family who has been haunted for years until one of the kids starts to question things. Never Let Go is reviewing well at 74% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Optimus Prime and Megatron are back on the screen in animated form and have an 89% on RT in Transformers 1, which opens this weekend and shows what the sworn enemy's relationship was like before they changed the course of Cybertron. I didn't understand and a lot of those words either. And if you're in a bigger city, there are a couple films in limited release that reviewed fairly well. Wolfs, an action comedy starring Brad Pitt and George Clooney, just premiered at the Venice Film Festival, and it's getting a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, is also in limited release. It's a documentary of a fascinating life and pulls a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez either like toying with their fans or have serious personality disorders. Yahoo recently reported that fans were devastated by the couple's breakup. That's right, people who have never met them are devastated and not focusing on the shortcomings in their own lives. Now some sources say the couple is reigniting the romance. Luckily, most people still couldn't care less. If you take a shot at Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, you might just be chased into Twitter or X oblivion. Just ask country singer Zach Bryan. The singer has apparently been listening to a lot of Kanye recently and decided to take a shot at his sometime rival Swift. Brian insinuated the Eagles were better than the Chiefs, taking a shot at Travis Kelce, and that Kanye was better than Taylor, and then asked the ex-Twitter world, "Who's with me?" But Swift fans move fast. They came out in force to defend their girl, forcing Zach Bryan to deactivate his account. Really? Street cred obliviated by the Swift army. What would Kanye say to that? Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season 2 in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 79. Mostly clear tonight, 53. Sunshine and 82 for Saturday. Mostly cloudy Saturday night, lows in the mid-50s. 68 and showers on Sunday. 67 and showers on Monday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.